This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Hamas official says the group would lay down its weapons if a two-state solution is implemented. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Hamas official Khalil al-Haya said in an interview that the Islamic militant group would agree to a five-year truce with Israel if an independent Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. If that happens, he said, the group's military wing would dissolve and Hamas would convert into a political party. The comments come amid a stalemate in months of ceasefire talks, but it's unlikely Israel, which has vowed to crush Hamas, would consider such a scenario. Israel's current leadership is adamantly opposed to the creation of a Palestinian state on lands Israel captured in the 1967 Middle East War. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on Thursday over former President Donald Trump's claims of immunity from prosecution for trying to undo his 2020 election loss. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
During oral arguments, conservative Justice Samuel Alito expressed concern about presidents having to worry about being indicted after leaving office.
Will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy?
Liberal Justice Elena Kagan probed hypothetical examples of presidential wrongdoing.
If a president sells nuclear secrets to a foreign adversary, is that immune?
Trump, the Republican candidate challenging Democratic President Joe Biden in the November 5th election, has pleaded not guilty in the federal election case. The justices would need to rule by about June 1st for Trump's trial to be held before the election, according to legal experts. A ruling is expected no later than the end of June.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. This is VOA.